good morning. A Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Let's start with Trump administration announcing rules that could limit legal immigration. They released a regulation Monday that could dramatically cut the number of legal immigrants allowed to enter and stay in the U.S. by making it easier to reject green card and visa applications.
Well, it's as Trump as apple pie. To mix metaphors, I have to say this guy has been catering to that right-wing group and to his base, and the message has been quite clear. They are coming to take over, and we got to stop them from doing that, and we're going to change their benefits, and if anybody doesn't like it, too bad. This guy, Trump, is as un-American as anybody can be because he does that kind of thing. He's purposely divisive. He is turning his group against another group for no good reason. We've seen it in Charlottesville. We've seen it again and again and again. And yet, that group which supports him doesn't seem to take offense at that. It is just beyond belief that we have this guy as president of the United States.
The administration announced yesterday it would change how it implements the Endangered Species Act, Alan, weakening protections that environmentalists say violate the law and make it easier for oil companies, real estate interests, and the agriculture industry to develop land inhabited by vulnerable wildlife. The Washington Post weighs in on a number of issues in an analysis, saying from race to plastic straws, Trump dials up culture wars and a divisive play for votes.
Well, that's right. Not only is the Washington Post under attack from the Trump people, now they got Bernie Sanders, who, because he's losing, and Bezos, who is the chairman of Amazon, is also the owner of the Washington Post. So he goes after the Washington Post. Not good, Bernie. You shouldn't be doing that. But in addition, I have to say, the Endangered Species Act is terribly important. We have bald eagles. I was up at Pete Seeger's house before he died, of course, watching the eagles flying around in the sky. He was so proud of that. And it wasn't only that. You know, you have bears, you have the kinds of protections for harmless creatures who just deserve that kind of protection. And here comes Trump once again saying, out with this, better we should drill in the land and spoil the country.
The Jeffrey Epstein apparent suicide and the widening scandal. Federal prosecutors are turning their attention, Alan, to possible criminal charges against anyone who conspired with the wealthy financier and his alleged sexual abuse of underage girls. U.S. Attorney General William Barr said Monday that any co-conspirators in the case should not rest easy and that Epstein's victims deserve justice. Police reports show Epstein relied on an entire staff of associates to arrange massages with girls. We also know that he was left alone for hours in the jail and one guard was a substitute. The column in the New York Times from one of the columnists who went to his home and interviewed him, you begin to see that there, as you pointed out yesterday, a lot of well-known folks who could get wrapped up in this thing.
One of whom is Donald Trump. And that's why when I saw Barr standing up there mouthing off, and he said he's going to go after anybody who is complicit in any way here. Well, the President of the United States stood up there and said he knew Epstein and Epstein was a good guy, basically, and Epstein liked younger girls, and he associated himself with Epstein in those remarks. I wonder if Mr. Barr, who is a well-known patsy for the president, is going to go after the president of the United States and his relationship there. We don't know what it is, but I have a feeling that if I were anybody in Epstein's inner circle, other maybe than the president, I would say this has got to have some people sweating, and those people who helped him are going to be in far worse shape than it had he lived.
You keep pointing out to us, Alan, that the base supports President Trump no matter what his behavior is, even if we see it as, quote, unpresidential. However, the economic forecast, this also in the Washington Post today, how a recession could doom Trump's 2020 election. Economic forecasts are increasingly pointing in that direction. It's the economy, stupid?
Well, the economy means a great deal. There's no question. One of the things that Trump is saying, and he's been called up in terms of his ability to tell the truth on this one, that this is the greatest economy ever. Well, this is a continuation of a great economy that has been going on in this country for years. So he may not deserve the credit, but he's going to take it. Nevertheless, when a stock market falls over 300 points in one day, and if there are signs that it's going to go into the tank, that's going to hurt him because it takes away probably the most important arguing point he has for his presidency.
The issue of guns, potential gun control. Mitch McConnell, Senate Majority Leader, put off any discussions till the fall. Will that mute the conversation? Will that end up making it go away?
What are the choices? As I have said 1,000 times, this isn't Mitch McConnell. This is the Republicans in the United States Senate who are saying to him, Mitch, you got to save us. You can't bring up any of these bills, because if we vote either way and these gun bills are brought up, we're going to look bad to a lot of our constituents, and it may well mean that we're going to lose. So you got to put a stop to that. And that's exactly what he's doing.
Alan, quite a video out on YouTube right now of Chris Cuomo, of course, the host of Primetime on CNN. He apparently, if you look at the full video, is being taunted by a man who's calling him Fredo, but claiming that he thought his name was Fredo. Well, I can't repeat the response from Chris Cuomo, but he was not happy and considered it an Italian slur.
Well, let's face it, those people who are in the public eye really can be very challenged. When they come up to you in a bar, they come up to you and say terrible, terrible things about you, your family, this or that, some of the stuff coming very close to physical threats. You have to be very, very careful not to engage them. And I get it. I know why Chris Cuomo did it. Every bone in your body wants to do something, but you don't, because all it does is give them exactly what they want.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. We'll catch up tomorrow. Thanks, Alan.
And thank you, David. It's always great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
And you too.